The weird part is Snowflake might matter more this week than the flashiest model.
Yeah. And I know that sounds like the least glamorous model behavior 885 sentence possible. But if the enterprise data platform starts deciding which model gets called, under what policy, with what audit trail, that is not a sidebar.
Exactly. We got real capability movement this week, and I don't want to undersell that. OpenAI's sole ultra-fast mode with Cerebrus was yesterday's obvious speed story. Google dropped Gemini 3.7 Flash for software, agents, and document work. But the argument I keep coming back to is boring and very annoying. Whoever owns the default path owns the market shape.
Tiny mood check before we become two routing gremlins. I am weirdly cheerful about this week. Not cheerful like the hype posts are, right? Cheerful because the interesting stuff is finally operational enough to argue about.
Oh no.
No, it's good. Snowflake Cortex AI Gateway is the exhibit A for me. Snowflake is not trying to win the model leaderboard. It is a cloud data platform saying, fine, route model calls inside the place where enterprise data, governance, permissions, and procurement already sit. Cost optimization is the visible hook, but policy-native routing is the scarier competitive move.
Right.
Because once a team builds the habit there, the model becomes more swappable than the control plane. You can negotiate with OpenAI, Anthropic, DeepSeek, whoever is in the route, but the logs, approvals, fallback rules, and spend controls live closer to Snowflake. That is the part the benchmark table cannot show.
Mm-hmm. And this is where my product goblin brain gets obnoxious. Echo. Because that is adoption-shaped. Nobody wakes up wanting a neutral gateway. They wake up with six teams using six agents, one security review, melting, and finance asking why the bill looks like a weather event. Snowflake's pitch is basically, don't go build a separate priesthood for routing. Put the decision where the enterprise already has muscle memory.
That also makes Expander more interesting than I gave it credit for on Monday. They are a startup trying to be the neutral runtime and context layer for enterprise agents. My pushback still stands. If the state, traces, tool permissions, and operations history cannot move cleanly, neutrality is branding. But the pain they are aiming at is real.
Exactly. Yeah. And LangChain's managed agents argument from Saturday lands in the same bucket. LangChain is already sitting in the agent builder world with LangGraph and that developer ecosystem. The managed version says the harness plus infra bundle is what teams actually buy when prototypes grow teeth. Agents.md, MCP, skills. All that standardish connective tissue matters only if it reduces the number of weird custom bridges a team has to babysit.
This is also where we have to score ourselves without making it a ceremony. Your Terra default call aged well. Annoyingly well. OpenAI publicly putting Terra in the obvious default lane was a clean hit for your procurement brain thesis. My old LangSmith open code call was just wrong. I assumed forkability would be the trust move, and the market has been happier renting managed control surfaces than I expected.
Okay. I appreciate the witness statement, but I do think your miss is useful here. The field keeps saying open, portable, neutral, and then buyers ask a different question. Does this reduce operational terror by Friday? That's why DeepSeek DSH matters too. DeepSeek is an open weight and frontier adjacent player, but DSH says the competition is also over harness shape. Model adapter, tool registry, agent loop, all swappable through Cortis plugins.
DSH is the cleanest counterweight to the managed runtime story. Open source under MIT, plug in everything, very explicit about avoiding a single blessed stack. I like that architecture. I am not yet convinced it wins enterprise defaults because installable flexibility and operational ownership are not the same product. But, as a signal from DeepSeek, it is strong. They are not only racing model scores.
Hermes bot mode complicates it in the other direction. News Research is more of a scrappy open model culture player. And Hermes turning profiles into persistent named bots feels wonderfully usable. Local inboxes, small team coordination, desktop-shaped agents. I get why people like it. It has the vibe of a workflow that could sneak into daily use before a giant platform committee notices.
But it lacks the enterprise control plane. That is not an insult. It is just a different lane. Hermes can make agents feel personal and persistent, while Snowflake and Expander are trying to make them governable. The competitive question is whether bottoms-up workflow love can climb into managed environments before the managed environments become the default doorway.
Also, can we ban every startup from calling the same dashboard a gateway, a fabric, and a layer before lunch? I need a tiny rubber stamp that says premium branded clipboard phase.
Stop it. No, keep the stamp. The stamp is analytically correct. Half this market is a checklist wearing sunglasses. But the real point is that some checklists are load-bearing, which is how we keep ending up here, like absolute fools.
And the capability stuff still cuts against overclaiming the deployment thesis. Sol, ultra-fast is not just vibes, if fast frontier answers. Keep a researcher, lawyer, or engineer in flow. Gemini 3.7, Flash coming in for coding, agent tasks. And documents at roughly half the prior launch price is real pressure from Google as a cloud giant. Quinn 3.8.27b, on Monday, kept Alibaba in the local open weight race.
Right, and Z.AI's GLM 5.3 was another reminder that post-training and long-horizon environments are moving fast. Grok 4.6, 7 days ago, was aimed at long-running agents and coding. So, no, raw capability did not take the week off. I just think capability became the input to a distribution fight, not the whole fight.
Then I will put one clean stake down. Before October, Snowflake publishes a public Cortex AI Gateway customer story, or reference architecture, where policy-based routing is the headline, not just cheaper model calls. If that happens, your control plane thesis has receipts.
I will take the cautious side of that exact bet. I think they get docs and partner language out fast, but a real public customer story by then is harder. Enterprises love governance until someone asks to put the workflow on a slide with their name attached.
Fair. If the default layer wins again next week, I am absolutely bringing the rubber stamp back.